Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me, I usually say at this point, is my co-host, Brenda B. But Brenda B is out today. She is really lucky. She gets to be involved in the production of a new 13-part PBS miniseries on medical breakthroughs. But she will return next week. And I know that we're now on, I'm getting a signal right here, to remember to say, we are now on Tuesdays from 12 to 1. We have been upgraded to a full hour. And without Brenda B here, I've got a deal with all the things, the clock, all the different notes. It's like flying an airplane. I've got all these different consoles in front of me, so I've really got to pay attention today. If you're listening to us for the first time, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition, and we have the store of the same name located at Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the public shopping plaza in Palm Harbor. And you can also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com, peruse all the different supplements that we're offering there, get on and click the Google virtual tour and actually go through the store and pan in 3D and look at the whole thing. I think that is just amazing. And we are running a lot of product specials through September, so be sure to pop by and take a look at those. And we also have, for example, the 23andMe genetic test being offered, which I think is just fantastic to be able to. Some people like it because they want to see what's going where their genetic heritage originates from. Other people like to see it because they want to know from a health perspective, what is it that's going on with me? And I actually had to look at that because there were some issues in the family with eyes, and I wanted to make sure that I was doing good. And it turns out I am, because someone had once told me, when you look at all your different senses, your eyes are the last thing that you would choose to lose, which I always find is very true. You know, take my hearing, take the sense of smell, but, keep my eyes. And that's why it made me realize, like, you know, what kind of care are you providing for your eyes? I mean, people think, oh, well, I get glasses, I have contact lenses, but what I'm talking about are supplements. And with me today to help unlock some of the secrets of supplements for eye health is Dr. Paris Kidd. And Dr. Paris Kidd earned his PhD in cell biology at the University of California at Berkeley, and for more than three decades has been a pioneer in applying the scientific research on nutrients to develop dietary supplement products that actually work. He has developed a great variety of science-based dietary supplements for the Doctor's Best Corporation, and Dr. Kidd joins us today to talk about eye health and Doctor's Best supplements. Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's good to be on again, Dr. V.
Yes, we love it every time you're on. And today we're discussing eye health, and you know, people say, well, I take a vitamin, so part of those things that goes to my eyes, so I'm covered, I'm fine, but what are the really important nutrients for vision?
Well, the eyes need all the nutrients that the rest of the body needs, but they need more. And there are certain nutrients that the eyes need which are not commonly found in supplements. So the most fundamental supplement that we need to talk about for the eye and vision is a really good multiple vitamin mineral, because we need to understand that the circulation to the eye is restricted, and so we need to be sure that there's very significant amounts of nutrients available so that the microcirculation, the small capillaries going to the eye, can actually deliver sufficient amounts. So we have to be very generous with our supplies of the basic vitamins and the essential minerals. Now, having said that, I also want to introduce our audience to the fact that the eyes are under a great deal of stress at all times, because the very presence of light coming onto the front of the eye and then going through the lens to the back of the eye, to the retina, generates highly reactive substances, various types of free radicals, and especially free radicals of oxygen. But these free radicals aren't just the regular free radicals people hear about. Because they're produced by the energy from light, they have specific damaging characteristics that need to be blocked by specific types of nutrients. And that's where lutein and zeaxanthin and mesozeaxanthin come in. Big words, I know, for our listeners, but these are of a class of nutrients that specifically block the damaging effects of light and particularly help to block against the free radicals, the high energy molecules being generated by light as the light comes through the lens and then to the retina. So the retina at the back of the eye is a highly dynamic, highly sensitive tissue. That's the tissue that picks up the light coming in and translates that into electrical activity that then is carried to the brain and which the brain translates into visual information. And the retina is loaded with those three nutrients, lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin. One expert calls them the eye's internal sunglasses.
I've heard that term, yes.
Yeah, because they help to screen against blue light, which can be quite damaging. They help to screen against glare. They help to maintain our ability to drive at night. They help to enhance our distance vision. And they have all kinds of biological effects in the retina which promote the survival of the retinal cells and the ability of the retina to replace the cells that are being damaged. So at all times, we're suffering damage from light, even in the most healthy eyes in people of any age. And the lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin, these internal sunglasses, are highly protective. So they're way beyond being just antioxidants. They have a number of features that help to ensure that we can have the most optimal vision under even the most challenging conditions.
Because that's what I was going to say. If someone said, well, I just wear sunglasses, so I'm fine. Well, that'll just slow things down, but it won't actually stop or help to provide nutrients for the eye. So if we were to look at something like, if we could, breaking those different ones down into what they do, the lutein versus the zeaxanthin versus the mesozeaxanthin, because someone writes this down, they're walking to the health food store, hey, what's this? What do I do? But I understand, you know, you want that in a formula and all. So let's go through those and talk a little bit about the different ones and what they are.
Yeah, this is a very good point you're making. We actually, at Doctor's Best, replaced an earlier generation of product that basically had just lutein because we learned that the eye needs all three of those nutrients. And so we upgraded the product line to include zeaxanthin with the lutein, but also to include this very rare nutrient called mesozeaxanthin.
Yeah, and that's something I have not seen.
Very rare in the diet.
Yeah, I have not seen that in products. I mean, that is important, isn't it?
Yeah, as you follow the pattern of light coming into the retina, the light is most concentrated on a spot called the fovea, sort of not quite in the center of the retina, but the light is most intense at that point, and that's where you find the most mesozeaxanthin. And this is something that has been neglected for quite a while. There's been a lot of talk about lutein and zeaxanthin, which are distributed across the entire retina, and of course are very important. But the mesozeaxanthin is also necessary because there's so little of it coming in from the diet. Now, generally, we get these three carotenoid nutrients from colored vegetables, red, yellow, and to some extent from the green vegetables as well. Their color is red and yellow. But our dietary intakes appear to be really low compared to the needs of the eye for optimal vision. And these are nutrients that are essentially vitamins because the body can't make them. So we have a situation here where these internal sunglasses, so necessary for the normal functioning of the retina and for the ongoing healthy functioning, and also to protect the lens as well, these are very limited in the usual Western diet, and so it's very important to get them as a supplement. And Doctors Best has a supplement called Lutein, Best Lutein featuring Lutimax, which provides all three.
And we do have that available at Gulf Coast Nutrition. So that's really great. And I've always spoken with people saying, hey, you know what? You've got these things. Oh, I eat a great diet. I'm fine. So I get all these things. But in actuality, you would have to eat some huge amounts of some very specific nutrients to be able to do this. It's just so much easier to just take a capsule and be done with it. It really is. So you don't have to worry about that. And Dr. Kidd, we're going to be coming back in just a moment. And I want to continue with this. But again, everyone out there, Gulf Coast Nutrition, corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in a public shopping plaza in Palm Harbor. Those who would also like to contact us, we got on to gulfcoastnutrition.com, and you can go ahead and contact us, find out a little bit more about our store and what we do there, a little bit more about Brenda B's supplement tune-up. So in a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Paris Kidd and Eye Health. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.